Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Peter Brown, the Assistant Director of the Quinnipiac University Polling Institute, where he's the chief spokesman for the Florida and Ohio polls. He has more than 30 years of experience as a political journalist and editor in Washington, D.C., New England, and Florida. Previously, he was a political reporter for United Press International. He also served as the White House correspondent and then political editor for Scripps Howard News Service in Washington, D.C. Welcome to Background Briefing, Peter Brown.
Good evening.
And the Quinnipiac poll that came out yesterday, it's the most well. Let's start with the definition of Edward Snowden here. And as you know, as being a political reporter, politics are quite tribal and ideological in this country, and most people have their political comfort zones and essentially can't keep two thoughts in their head at the same time. But what's interesting here is so Edward Snowden, it was viewed as a whistleblower by 55% of the poll respondents, and only 34% of them view him as a traitor.
That's correct. And there's very little difference by across gender or political party identification on that. Given the choice, a majority, not a huge majority, but a majority of voters said they more considered Snowden to be a whistleblower than a traitor. Now, what's interesting is that that goes against what most of the political leadership on both sides of the aisle, at least the conventional political aisle, have been very critical of Snowden and indicated they think he's a traitor. So that this is an opinion that voters have come to clearly not from their political leaders.
Indeed, the political leaders have been extremely silent on what Snowden called for, which was a national debate on how much civil liberties have been infringed upon by the government. And even the president himself talked about the need for a national debate, but it hasn't happened clearly. But it's possible, though, to, as I mentioned, to have two thoughts in your head at the same time, and that is he could be both a traitor and a whistleblower, right?
Well, certainly that's possible. We asked, which do you consider him more?
And that's
the way of trying to get it on a priority basis, what people think.
But the most, the headline here is this tremendous shift that's taken place in public opinion, where you had by a 45 to 40.
Let me explain it to your listeners this way. We asked the following question of voters in a sample last week, and we asked the same question 3 years ago, in January of 2010. What concerns you more about the government's anti-terrorism policies, that they have gone too far in restricting the average person's civil liberties, or that they have not gone far enough in adequately protecting the country? In January of 2010, 25% said that that things had gone too far in terms of endangering civil liberties. 63% said that they hadn't gone far enough to protect the country. Now, 45% say they've gone too far in terms of civil liberties, a 20-point gain. And 40% say they've not gone far enough, a 23-point drop. This is a very large change in public opinion over the time, and it's obviously not just about the Snowden affair. There are other things that have happened since then. But in a total picture, there's been a pretty large change in public opinion on this issue.
And within the numbers that we've been talking about, my understanding that on the question of whether Snowden's a traitor or a whistleblower, more Republicans considered him a whistleblower than Democrats, and more Democrats considered him a traitor than Republicans, not by a lot. Is that right?
Well, let me look at it. 55% of Republicans, which is the national average, 55% of the Republicans said they considered him a whistleblower, whereas only 49% of Democrats considered him a whistleblower. Independents, interestingly, were the most likely group to consider him a whistleblower, 58%. And there's almost no gender gap. 57% of men, 52% of women said they considered him to be a whistleblower. And that's unusual in itself. I mean, we live in a very sharply divided country.
Right.
In which virtually every issue is marked by sharp partisan division. This is not one of them.
And in terms of whether or not Snowden's a traitor, 38% of Republicans said he was, and 39% of Democrats said he was. So
that's correct. There's statistically no difference.
Right, right. But
30% of independents, a somewhat smaller number, right, say he's a traitor.
But
and there's no difference between men and women. 34%
right,
of men and 35% of women say he's a traitor.
Right, but that goes against the normal national security narrative, where the Democrats are soft on terrorists and communists and the Republicans are hard on them, right? I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, I think that gets into... The poll wasn't about that, and I'd like to just talk about the poll.
No, I understand, but I'm saying it's obvious that people are thinking in a more nuanced way here.
Clearly, public opinion on this whole issue is nuanced, because despite these questions we just discussed, Quinnipiac also asked some other questions. In other words, we also asked, do you think this program that Snowden disclosed is necessary to keep America safe? A majority, 54%, say yes. On another question, do you support or oppose the federal program in which all phone calls are scanned? You know, 51% say yes, they support it. So Americans understand the need to take care of terrorism threats, but they are somewhat concerned about a loss of civil liberties, much more so than they were, again, 3 years ago.
But just in closing, though, Peter Brown, I guess the big takeaway here is how much our government is out of step with the public opinion, that the public...
Well, you know, government leaders clearly have been critical of Snowden, and many on both sides of the aisle have suggested they think he's a traitor or similar kind of words. But public opinion is public opinion today. And it's worth noting that public opinion changes often, especially on events that are moving events. And this is a moving event. What eventually happens to Snowden, where he winds up, et cetera, you know, we don't know what public opinion will be after that. In other words, this is a story that's still in progress.
It's true, but I think the press coverage probably, I don't know whether, I've certainly haven't done an analysis of it, it's probably been more along the lines of what our politicians are saying, less and less along the lines of what the majority of the public are saying, where they find 55% say that he's a whistleblower and only 34% say he's a traitor.
Well, that, again...
Yeah,
I get paid to analyze data, not to...
Right. You can leave the pontificating to me. Well, Peter Brown, I thank you so much for joining
us. No problem. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Again, I've been speaking with Peter Brown, who's the Assistant Director of the Quinnipiac University Polling Institute.